And while the G7 leaders are meeting in Cornwall, the outgoing First Minister of Northern Ireland, Arlene Foster, will host the British-Irish Council in her native county, Fermanagh. New DUP leader Edwin Poots is also expected to attend, and it will be the first meeting between the pair since she was ousted from the leadership last month. The Taoiseach, the Taoiseach, Michelle O'Neill and Michael Gove, representing Boris Johnson, will also attend. The Scottish and Welsh First Ministers will join by Zoom. I'm joined now by Patricia McBride, columnist with the Irish News. Good morning, Patricia.
Good morning, Mary.
The meeting is happening. The DUP is engaging with the process. It's the first time in 2 years that we're having a meeting. Is that in itself a step forward? Is this a chance to reset relations north and south?
I think it's very clear after Edwin Poots' meeting with the Taoiseach in the last few days that it is there is a need for those relationships to be reset. So whilst the British-Irish Council meeting today, the agenda for that primarily will be around COVID recovery across the islands. The issues that are going to be taking place and the discussions that will be taking place, you know, bilaterally and in the back rooms will need to be around creating stability at Stormont, will need to be around the dealing with the Northern Ireland Protocol so that those issues can, you know, can be smoothed over so that discussions can be had. I mean, you had the intervention yesterday of Joe Biden saying to Boris Johnson that a temporary veterinary agreement, which would do away with 80% of checks on products that are entering the north, wouldn't have any impact on a trade deal between the US and the United Kingdom. So, you know, those are positive soundings that are coming from the G7 meeting, and I think everybody who's sitting in the room today in Fermanagh will want to be looking to see what we can do to advance the issues around the protocol, which are creating instability in the north at this point.
Is there another issue that might overshadow events today? And this is the difficulties facing Edwin Poots and the DUP now, and Arlene Foster there today for a first meeting with him since, very public, cool relations between the two.
Well, it was a very public ousting and it was done in a very nasty way. So it'll be interesting to be in that room just to see the body language between the pair today, because I'm sure it'll be entirely different from what we will hear on the floor of the Assembly next week when Edwin Poots nominates his new ministerial team. The DUP is in a situation now where it needs to really focus on rebuilding the party. The most recent resignation was of Emma Little Pengelly, who acted as a special advisor to three First Ministers, Ian Paisley, Peter Robinson and Arlene Foster, as well as serving as MP for South Belfast for a number of years. And that's a very, very public move. So we can see some, you know, for her to resign in such a public manner is quite significant within the DUP. And I think that we're going to see more of the senior party backroom staff probably leave in the next number of weeks following Arlene Foster stepping down as First Minister. So the DUP really has a lot of work to do to rebuild its grassroots if it's going to hold on to its Assembly seats in advance of the next election next year.
Would you expect as well, Patricia, a clear indication today from Sinn Féin about its intentions next week? Because Paul Given will be nominated as First Minister. Will Sinn Féin participate and nominate a Deputy First Minister?
I think they will. I don't think Sinn Féin will allow itself to be put into a position where they can't support the institutions of the executive. Whilst, you know, the Assembly was collapsed in 2016 by Sinn Féin. It was as a result of actions of the DUP at that time, the RHI scandal. And I don't think that Sinn Féin will allow itself to be put in that position again, where the actions of the DUP force it to not cooperate with the institutions. So I think they'll be thinking very carefully about that.
And we know, Patricia, ahead of that, there was a meeting between Edwin Poots and Mary Lou MacDonald earlier this week. So will Sinn Féin have extracted, or will they want to extract, certain guarantees, particularly around the Irish language and full implementation of the New Decade, New Approach document?
Well, Edwin Poots has said publicly that he will support Irish language legislation. It remains to be seen, you know, the exact form that will take. But there certainly will need to be in the first few weeks of this new administration a bit of the normal political horse trading to see where things can go, because nobody wants to be in a position. It's not in the DUP's interests to collapse the institutions at Stormont, because what they have is the promise of a vote on the protocol, 3 years hence. So if the institution institutions aren't in place, they won't have that vote. So the horse trading will have to take place. But the big issues that need to be dealt with today are if the British Irish Council meeting can take place and the DUP can engage with Irish government ministers on that level, then the North South Ministerial Council needs to be those meetings need to be re-established and the DUP needs to be participating in those as well. And that's the way to get these agreements. So I think it's positive that Edwin Poots is coming today to take part, I suppose, in meetings outside of the British Irish Council itself, and that those meetings have an opportunity to develop strategies for dealing with issues around the protocol.
All right. Patricia, thank you very much for joining us. Patricia McBride there, columnist with the Irish News.